Driving a newer car? Check to see if you have HD radio. If you do, you'll find The Wave in Greater Hamilton in the West GTA on 94.7 FM HD2 and in Durham Region in the East GTA on 95.9 FM HD2.
Classic hit, CKDO, there's heart.
Stay informed, stay connected, depend on WCBS.
Good evening, I'm Ken Wisher. Three things to know at 10:15. One, an argument possibly over smoking escalates into murder charges in Rockland County. The police say a man intentionally drove into a family of eight outside a 7-Eleven store in Garnetville, killing a mother and injuring her husband and six children. That driver is now behind bars. Two, prosecutors say a Coast Guard lieutenant is a domestic terrorist who wrote about biological attacks and had what appeared to be a hit list that included prominent Democrats and media figures. Christopher Hassan is due in court tomorrow in Maryland. And three, Chicago police say Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been charged with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly filing a false police report when he reported that he was attacked by two masked men. Parts of the tri-state got several inches of snow from the latest storm, just enough to give people a taste of the winter they've been largely missing so far this season.
There's just enough snow to get that nice, crunchy winter walk here. Jen is on a walk with three excited dogs who keep stopping to roll in the white stuff.
I mean, as long as you keep them out of the salt, which burns their paws, it's good. It's a lot of fun. It actually makes it better.
Honestly, the snow doesn't melt in Russia. It stays in the ground for about 4 months.
Alicia from Russia is rolling up snowballs with her young daughter.
My kids seem to enjoy the snow very much. They get excited every time it is snowing, so I think it's important to have snow once in a while.
There are a few kids sledding on the tiny hills here trying to get some kind of momentum, but not getting very far in the little bit of snow covering the ground. At Chelsea Piers, Mike Smeltz, WCBS News Radio 880.
And a group of Mass Transit advocates held a race this morning. It was to see if they could beat the M14 bus.
Score one for the MTA. The M14 outpaced the pedestrians, but only by 5 seconds.
I mean, that's why we need busways and bus lanes that are enforced, that people don't park in, that police officers don't park in, like you see over on 2nd Avenue.
Blair Bertaccini from Skytown wants the city and the MTA to finish what they started here along 14th Street. Dedicated bus lanes have been painted and partial sidewalk fare boxes were installed in anticipation of an L train shutdown. A slowdown could be just as bad, says Transportation Alternatives' Thomas DeVito.
You're going to have tens of thousands of people looking for ways to get around. Many of those folks are going to be taking to for-hire vehicles.
Mayor de Blasio has said it will take weeks to figure out what parts of the plan are still in the public's interest. In the East Village, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time 1018. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Watching the roads for us tonight, here's Kelly Dillon.
We're dealing with a broken down tractor trailer on the New York State Thruway. It's on the northbound side tonight, right past exit 16 in Harriman. Right lane currently down, slowing things up a little bit right now. Thruway very slick. Icy conditions pretty much on every roadway in the tri-state area, so do take it slowly if you are out and about at the moment. We do have a crash in Jersey on eastbound Route 78. Still approaching exit 41.
Berkeley Heights, that is in the left lane. Again, not too many people on the roadways at the moment, so really not causing.
Element FM.
This is Toronto's breaking news, traffic and weather.
In-depth radio, News Talk 1010, CFRB AM, an iHeart radio station.
Under F for fabulous.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. Ooh,
More new music every hour, every day. Alternative Buffalo, 107.7 and 104.7 FM.